Tribes, chapter 16. Okay, we're waiting. What are we going to do with him? Doc sounded impatient. Only seconds had passed since he'd first asked, but those seconds had taken ages to drag by. Power. That was what Kevin had. Power over McAfee. Kevin looked at McAfee. McAfee couldn't take his eyes off Kevin. He swallowed nervously, and beads of sweat formed on his brow. Kevin had never liked this boy. He had a cruel streak in him. If he had caught Kevin in the same situation, in his power, Kevin shook the thought away. McAfee would have no mercy. But Kevin wasn't McAfee. He could never be like him. He never wanted to be. At that moment, his eye was caught by a swinging door to the left of McAfee. It flapped open, belonging to one of the derelict shops in the alley. "To Let" was painted in cracked lettering on the front. Then Kevin realised that what it actually said was toilet, but the eye was missing. "Take him over there," he said, nodding toward the door. Salam and Doc grabbed McAfee. He struggled, but he wasn't strong enough to fight against both of them. Tori danced with glee towards the door. Suddenly he stopped. "It is stinking in there," he held his nose. So it was. The stench hit them all at the same time. Some old tramps must still be using this, but now the toilets didn't flush. Disgusting. "I'm not going in there," Tori said, taking a step back. "No, you're not," Kevin agreed. "But he is." He turned to McAfee. "Don't worry, it'll only be for an hour or two." McAfee's eyes widened in horror. Physical pain would be better than this. "You're not serious," he yelled. "You're not putting me in there." Salam was laughing now too. "Yes, in with the other turds, McAfee." He began pushing the boy into the toilet. McAfee exploded with rage. He lashed out and caught Doc in the eye with his fist. Doc fell back and let go of him, but Salam still held him fast. "Help me, Kev," he shouted. Kevin grabbed McAfee's arm and pushed him with all his strength. McAfee tripped and fell headlong between two of the open cubicles. He gagged from the smell, tried to stand up, but was not quick enough. Kevin, Doc and Tori slammed the door shut on him and leaned their combined weight against it. "How do we keep him in there?" Tori shouted. Kevin glanced around. There was an old cooker dumped in a corner. "Can we push that against the door?" he said breathlessly. Doc and Tori struggled to lift it and drag it closer. All the while, McAfee was thumping the door and shouting all sorts of horrible abuse at them. Finally, they managed to wedge the door tight with the old cooker. "Got you, McAfee," Salam shouted. McAfee was going crazy inside. He banged ferociously on the door. "Let me out, it's stinking in here." "Well, you should feel at home then. You're stinking as well," Kevin called back. "I'll get you all for this," McAfee threatened. "We're shaking in our shoes, aren't we, boys?" Salam laughed. McAfee was breathless with anger. "You all think Salam's so smart. Ask him what happened to Stash." For a second, the smile slipped from Salam's face, but only for a second. "Shut up, McAfee. Nobody's listening to you." "Don't worry, we'll make sure you get out soon," Kevin shouted. "And by that time, you'll be used to the smell." "I'll pay you back for this, Davidson. You'll be sorry." But by now, no one was listening. They howled with joy. Their revenge was complete. They ran down the alley with McAfee's pounding still ringing in their ears. "That was brilliant," Salam yelled. "We can always outsmart the rebels," Tori laughed. "That's why we're the best." Kevin couldn't deny it was a good feeling. And they hadn't done anything really bad. McAfee would be freed and safe in a little, if a little smelly, very soon. At the shopping precinct, they came across two of the rebels. They didn't look too anxious for a fight now. When they saw the tribe coming towards them, they stepped back, ready to run. Salam held up his hands. "No worries," he said, as if he was their best friend. "Just came to let you know your great leader needs rescuing. I think he got himself locked in the loo, up that alley where you chased me." Now Kevin and Tori and even Doc were laughing too. "And take some toilet paper," Tori called after them as they ran off. "I think you might need it." As soon as he knew that McAfee would be freed, Kevin felt better. He couldn't help it. Now he could really enjoy his revenge. Salam didn't miss the change in him. "You know, Kev, if he'd caught me in that alley, he would have done a lot worse than locking me in a stinking toilet for half an hour." Kevin knew that too. "But we're not like him. You're not like him." Tori leapt in the air and punched nothing. "Salam's the best. There's nobody to beat Salam." Salam swung him round and round. "My fan club, Tori." Dot was silent. He strode on ahead as if he wasn't with them now. If Salam noticed, he didn't remark on it, but Kevin noticed and wondered. Soon Doc and Tori were heading off for home, but Salome stayed with Kevin and they walked on together in quiet, comfortable friendship. "Good night, eh?" Salome asked. It was a great night and he meant it. Night was over, like the walk of death, even the fear seemed exciting. The chase, tricking the rebels, watching their faces when they realised the tribe was after them, trapping McAfee, it was all exciting now. "We'll have 1,000 nights like that, Kev," Salome promised. "Now you're one of the tribe." Then his face became serious. "But don't forget what McAfee said. We'll have to watch him. He won't rest till he gets his revenge on you." That, Kevin believed. But at the moment, he wasn't worried about McAfee. "What did he mean about Stash?" Kevin asked him. It had been bothering him since McAfee had said it. Salome shook his head. Maybe he was trying the walk of death again. Who knows? But why would he try it a second time? Salome lifted his shoulders and shrugged. He moved off, heading for home. "How would I know?" he said. "I wasn't there." Then he was gone, a shadow hurrying off down the dark streets. Salome.